With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With his presidency rapidly winding down, Inauguration Day is 2 months away, President Biden is getting the U.S. more deeply involved in the war in Ukraine. First, he gave Ukraine the go-ahead to fire long-range missiles into Russian territory, which Ukraine has done. And now, there's this.
A U.S. official confirmed to the BBC that Ukraine would be supplied with what it's long been asking for, anti-personnel mines to impede the advance of Russian troops. It's a significant change in policy. 2 years ago, the Biden administration committed to limit the export of such weapons because of concerns about the long-lasting risk to civilian populations.
The BBC's John Sudworth. And the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital is closing after being warned of a potentially significant air attack. Also at SRNNews.com, former wrestling executive Linda McMahon is President-elect Trump's pick for education secretary. She chaired the SBA during the first Trump term. Dr. Mehmet Oz tapped to run Medicare and Medicaid services, and its billionaire Howard Lutnick for commerce secretary. Forecasters call it a bomb cyclone, a powerful weather system battering the Pacific Northwest, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Fierce winds and torrential rains across parts of Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State.
It's going to be a multi-day event with very heavy rainfall over several days. And when it's all done, it looks like the rainfall totals, especially across Northwestern California, are probably going to be in excess of a foot.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec. The Los Angeles City Council has voted unanimously to declare L.A. a sanctuary city. A follow-up vote is required. Then it's on to Mayor Karen Bass, who says she supports the ordinance. On Wall Street, Dow futures 96 points higher. This is SRN News. With the 2024 elections now in their rearview mirror, many Christians are wondering what the path forward holds for believers. In his newly released book, The Eclipse of God, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, pastor emeritus of Chicago's Moody Church, suggests Christians should be active politically. But in an interview with Laurie Tratip of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer says believers must be sure their priorities are in order.
We always have to remember we cannot give first-rate priorities to second-rate causes. Therefore, we have to always be gospel-driven. We can let our political voice be known as we stand upon the scriptures, but the same passion that some believers have politically, wouldn't it be wonderful if they had the same passion to spread the gospel?
Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is entitled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity, available now from Harvest House Publishers. SRN News. Well, you've heard of self-driving cars. This takes that to the next level, literally.
Rotor Technologies built two pilotless helicopters in New Hampshire. It's been testing. CEO Hector Hsu says they're game changers.
The most urgent need for our helicopters today are places where there are lots of fatalities already. And that's agriculture, that's aerial firefighting, that's offshore transport.
According to the NTSB, there were 81 fatal agriculture flights between 2001 and 2010. He says the autonomous helicopters offer the same payload and capabilities of manned aircraft by putting their AI into a full-scale helicopter. The Spray Hawk comes with a $1 million price tag. I'm Julie Walker.
Eligible for parole, Susan Smith asking her parole board in South Carolina to release her from prison. She rolled her car into a lake in 1994, her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons still strapped inside. SRNNews.com.